Public News Service Daily Newscast for July, Friday the 13th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The FBI's Peter Strzok spends 10 hours in open testimony. Also on the Friday rundown, Granite Staters protest Attorney General Sessions' approach to combating opioid abuse and a report on Latino Conservation Week. Topping our news, FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Trump text messages provided fodder for congressional Republicans who alleged the Bureau was biased against Donald Trump, said Thursday that a high-profile hearing focusing on his conduct was just another victory notch in Putin's belt. That from the Huffington Post. The Post adds that Strzok, testifying at a joint hearing held by the House Judiciary and House Oversight Committees, called Russian interference in the 2016 elections a grave attack on our democracy that was wildly successful in sowing discord in our nation and shaking faith in American institutions. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions greeted by protesters in Concord, New Hampshire, where he spoke with law enforcement agencies about the opioid crisis. Linda Barr has our report.
Outside the federal courthouse, healthcare recovery and criminal justice reform advocates carried signs that read, "Healthcare is a human right. Healthcare not prisons and beds not cells." They want Sessions to defend the Affordable Care Act and its requirement to cover people with pre-existing conditions, which he's already said he won't do. Zandra Rice Hawkins with the group Granite State Progress says the Trump administration is trying every angle to dismantle the ACA.
And that is really dangerous because people need health care coverage, but particularly for the opioid crisis, to have access to substance use disorder treatment has been the number one tool that we have used to combat that crisis here in New Hampshire.
Sessions was in Concord on a tour to announce what he calls Operation Synthetic Opioid Surge, or SOS. He is ordering prosecutors in 10 areas with some of the highest overdose death rates, including New Hampshire, to, in his words, systematically and relentlessly prosecute every single synthetic opioid case.
A law for evaluating the environmental impact of infrastructure projects being targeted for changes by the White House and the Congress, Eric Tegetoff explains.
The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, lays out the review process for federal agencies when considering major projects. Attorney Susan Jane Brown with Western Environmental Law Center says NEPA allows agencies to look before they leap, but it's garnered criticism from Republicans, including Utah Representative Rob Bishop, who says the NEPA process paralyzes activity in the West. Brown says the Trump administration wants to follow his lead.
There are many in the administration that have taken the House's willingness to gut NEPA as a green light to proceed with larger policy initiatives coming from the executive branch that have the same sort of impact.
Federal agencies use the NEPA process to consider the environmental impacts of many projects, including timber sales, building highways and bridges, and renewing licenses for dams. One review now underway is looking at dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers and their impact on endangered salmon.
The Center on Environmental Quality accepts public comments on the process through July the 20th. The first ever death in the state of Wisconsin for Rocky Mountain spotted fever has state health officials warning residents to stay vigilant. Tremel Gomes tells us they mean not only during the summer months, but all year round.
If left untreated, the disease, carried by ticks, can cause severe illness, and it took the life of a La Crosse County resident on Tuesday. Rocky Mountain spotted fever isn't as common as Lyme disease, and it's even less common in Wisconsin. But epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it's important to recognize the signs and get medical care.
They develop symptoms like fever, rash, nausea, vomiting, headache, things like that, muscle aches, to go see their healthcare provider for possible testing and treatment.
Osborne says her department hears about 5 to 10 cases of Rocky Mountain fever per year. Most are successfully treated with antibiotics. Details surrounding the death have not yet been released. I'm Tremel Gomes.
Rocky Mountain spotted fever is most common in the central and southeastern parts of the U.S. And finally, Latinos expected to make up nearly a third of the U.S. population by the year 2050, according to the census projections. Conservation groups want to ensure that Latinos stay engaged in environmental stewardship. Here's Catherine Davis-Young.
Latino Conservation Week starts this Saturday and aims to bring these communities outdoors and showcase Latino-led environmental efforts. Polling from Colorado College shows Latinos in Western states overwhelmingly support protections for public lands and wildlife. But Jenny Brandt with the Hispanic Access Foundation says their contributions to stewardship don't always get recognition.
And that's something that we know is a cultural value, but I think is something that isn't understood overall. And so we really wanted to show that.
Latino Conservation Week runs through July 22nd. Environmental groups, churches, and community organizations will host events at public parks, wildlife refuges, and other natural areas around the country. Events are online at latinoconservationweek.com.
Events in Nevada include a picnic at Spring Mountain Ranch State Park on the 15th. Clark County commissioners at next week's meeting are scheduled to recognize July as Latino Conservation Month. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We're member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.